From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For years, many public schools were afraid to stigmatize struggling kids by holding them back a grade. So they promoted those students, even though they weren't ready. The practice is called social promotion. And in 1996, the Chicago Public Schools made headlines by putting a stop to it. Other districts followed, and now New York City is prepping to end social promotion there as well. But the effort in New York comes as Chicago is loosening its standards for promoting students, and as research suggests that holding kids back may do more harm than good. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
Reforming New York City's public schools is Mayor Michael Bloomberg's top priority. He's taken over a system of more than 1 million students plagued by low test scores and a high dropout rate. In a speech earlier this year, Bloomberg took aim at one policy in particular that he blames for the school's mediocrity.
This year, for third graders, we're putting an end to the discredited practice of social promotion. We're not just saying it this time. This time we're going to do it.
Bloomberg's plan could force as many as 15,000 8- and 9-year-old students to repeat third grade next year if they fail to pass this spring's standardized tests in math and reading. Bloomberg's vow to end social promotion sounds familiar to students, parents, and educators in Chicago, where Mayor Richard Daley did the same thing after taking over his city's troubled schools in 1996. Since then, more than 100,000 students have been held back in the 3rd, 6th, and 8th grades. One of them is Carlos Munoz, who's hanging out with a couple of friends in the small lunchroom of the Institute of Latino Progress, an alternative high school for students who might otherwise drop out. Carlos says he was held back 7 years ago when he was in third grade.
It was kind of hard because my birthday's already late, so I'm like 2 years older than everybody in the class. It's kind of hard. Got into a couple fights with people. I started not caring. I was just like, forget about it, you know?
Carlos says he was able to pass in subsequent years, but his grades slipped, his attitude got worse, and last fall he just stopped going to school altogether. Now the 16-year-old high school freshman is starting over in the alternative school. But University of Chicago researchers say many other kids like Carlos quit and stay out of school. The Consortium on Chicago School Research released a study of Chicago's retention policy today that shows students who are held back are more likely to drop out. The study also indicates that Chicago's policy of holding students back hasn't helped those students improve their academic performance. Researcher Melissa Roderick.
We found that in the third grade, there was no benefit to retention. And in the sixth grade, the achievement growth of retained students was significantly lower.
But Roderick says plenty of research also indicates socially promoting students who aren't ready for the next grade isn't any better.
And this argument over retention or social promotion is the wrong argument.
The problem, Roderick says, is schools like Chicago and New York should instead be asking what more they can do to help struggling students succeed, and they should do it long before third grade. With this and other research questioning the benefits of holding students back, Chicago schools are now easing standards for retention. School CEO Arnie Duncan says students can no longer be held back more than twice in elementary school, and low math scores will no longer trigger automatic retention. Instead, he says reading will be the sole criteria.
We think if children can read well, they can be successful in every other subject, social studies, science, math. If children can't read well, we basically guarantee them failure in everything.
Duncan says Chicago schools are boosting reading resources in schools. Every Chicago school now has one reading specialist and may get another next year. But he insists retaining students not up to grade level has helped improve test scores in Chicago over the last several years. He advises New York and states like Georgia that are considering ending social promotion to make sure to also provide extra student support. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.